Thank you for calling R-Star Fiverr. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
Yeah, hi, this is Joel Goldman. I've kind of been playing telephone tag in bed, dropped calls for the last hour.
I do apologize for that, Mr. Goldman.
It might not be your end. I'm just, you know, that's why I'm just calling back.
Okay, and how may I help you today?
Okay, so I'm over in Port Ewing, New York, and I know you're coming here soon. And I wrote in last week, I wrote something on the website, got a call back. My question right now is, how do you actually connect me to my house?
There should be a flower pot, they call it, on the street, by your street. If your utilities are coming through the pole, most likely you'll then be connected
yes.
to the poles. So the fiber will connect you. They will connect fiber from the street to your house.
Okay, so I guess what I'm really trying to ask is, so right now, like, I have Spectrum, and they bring a cable to the outside of my house. It goes into, I think, one of their boxes, but I'm not sure. And then it connects in my house in the basement to regular cable, you know, RG6 cable, which goes through my house up to my office where I have the cable modem. So that's what I'm just curious. Does your fiber feed into that same RG6, or do you actually have to, like, rewire my house?
RG6, okay. So in, you know, the, in the
normal black cable.
Okay, so let me, I can verify that question for you. I know that we don't use coax cable, so everything we use is the fiber that gets connected directly to the ONT, and then is it in,
okay.
But let me, I can ask a question. Just RG6.
Well, RG6, it's coax cable.
It is coax, you know, okay.
I think that's the same name, but it's coax cable, you know, the normal, I call it the normal black cable that used to carry TV signals 100 years ago.
I see. So, yes, we don't use that, no.
Okay, so then my question is, before I sign up, like right now, because that comes in my basement up through, you know, the current cable into my office, which is on the second floor, because I want to run my desktop directly attached to get the best speed. So how would that work?
To the office. Okay, let me ask to her.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have a connection up here, you know, unless you're going to run it from the pole, like, somehow through my siding into my office.
So you will want the main router in your office?
Right. Like, so I'm in a two-story colonial. And I would prefer it to be upstairs in my office as opposed to in the basement, which is the where it connects now. And then I'd have to run, like, the router in the basement, which I don't think I'm going to get that great a signal all the way up here.
Correct. That is not so, because we try to locate the router central in the, as you know, in the center of the home as possible. But if you would like it on the upstairs, then they would locate it upstairs. I don't think they will not bring it down to the basement. It makes no sense, you know.
So they were basically going to take a fiber from the pole and run it to my house.
To your house.
So I guess I'm trying to understand, like, do they run it underneath my siding then? And then they would come in to where I want it through there?
You know, that's a really good question for a technician. Let me, because I don't know much of the installation part.
Sure. And I know I'm in the nitty gritty, you know, the real technical, or I guess maybe a different question is, if I sign up for this, the person I talked to last week said, yeah, you can sign up. We'll give you an installation date. And I'm assuming now, since you're, and I can cancel any time before the installation, I can try it for a month. I don't like it, I can cancel.
Correct.
So, you know, with all that being said, is it easier just make an appointment And if it turns out they can't put it where I want to, I just don't disconnect my Spectrum service. Because you're not going to disconnect that for me, I don't believe.
No. So, yes, that is a really good question. So what we advise our current customers, do not disconnect your current provider until, you know, we have installed our services. You can wait up to the day of, you know, when the technician is there and they advise you how they're going to bring it into your house. If you're that's not to your satisfaction, you have all the rights to say that you don't want to proceed.
Right. Thanks for coming out, but it's not going to work. Have a nice life, kind of a thing.
Correct.
Yeah.
So then you will, at that point, because the technician is not allowed to, you know, do this connection, you can give us a call and say, hey, it didn't work. Please cancel my service.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I guess technically, if I don't use the same SSIDs, like for your service and the other, there's no reason I couldn't have both in here, like at least for a few days. You know, I don't have to cancel Spectrum till I make sure the fiber's working the way I want it.
Correct. You can try, but I don't think they recommend that. Their Wi-Fi might interfere with our Wi-Fi. And it might interrupt our service.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But basically the bottom line is you're not going to touch Spectrum stuff at all. It's up to me to call them and cancel once I'm happy with your service.
Correct.
Okay, so what's the easiest way to set this up for now?
Okay,
Should I go online and do that?
If you would like, I'm able to help you sign up today. You can also do it online. It's up to you if you want to. I can assist you today.
Okay, I can do it. That's fine. We can do it here.
Okay, perfect. And let me just look up the address just to make sure that
sure.
We have it in service. Can I have your address, please?
Yeah, 173. Minturn, MINTURN, Street,
mm-hmm.
And it's Port Ewen, PORTEWEN.
Can I have the zip code for Port Ewen, please?
12466. Are you up in Kingston or where? I'm just.
We are remote located. I am in Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. Okay, so you're in the area. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we are.
Well, I know when I look at the website, it says Kingston, New York, and somewhere in Florida.
I'm not sure about the Florida office, but I know that the one in Kingston is in 300 Enterprise Drive.
Right. It's the old IBM buildings.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Let me just take a look. Main Street. All right, so your address is going to be in service November 26th. So we can pre-order your service today. When it gets closer to that date, our staff member will contact you and schedule the appointment.
Okay, let me just look something up here. 26th. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the week of Thanksgiving. So they're going to contact me. Yeah, that week's not going to work for me, but that's okay. It can be the next week or so, it sounds like.
Yes.
Right, it's just the 26th is when it's coming to this area.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So let's keep going. Okay. Would you be getting the 1 gig internet package or the 2 gigs?
Okay, so I was going to start with the 1 gig. The person I talked to last week said you also have a 500 megabyte speed.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So I'll start with the 1 gig, but I think that's more than I really need. But she said you can switch back and forth. That's not a big, you know, just a phone call.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Yes. We, since you work from home, you said you work from one of your office, or just that your office is upstairs?
No, my office is here. We just have, you know, a bunch of streaming TVs, and I know I don't really need more than like 10 or 20 megabits.
Okay.
So that's why I think 1 gig's, I mean, right now I'm running 500, and I got more than enough.
Okay. Okay, so that's not, yes, so, you can always downgrade or upgrade at your discretion. Okay, perfect. RStock Fiber provides...
I'm sorry, before we do that, I think when I read the information online, the 1 gig came with like a 2 or 3 year price guarantee.
It's a 2 year price guarantee for, all the packages.
Oh, even the 500 megabits.
Correct. There's 2 year price guarantee. That price will not change. Then there will not be any taxes added or fees added to that
okay.
Price. And yes, and there's no contract. You can cancel it at any time.
Okay. So you know what? Yeah, I should have asked that question first. So why don't we go with the 500 megabits? Because that's really all I know I'm going to need.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And we do provide the equipment. At this time, do you know if you're going to need any route, any extenders for your house to spread the signal?
I shouldn't. I was actually hoping to just use my own router because I know it works in the whole house.
Okay, so you wouldn't need any of our equipment, or I'm just going to leave it there just in case they'll have
it. There just in case, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And no extenders. So the extenders are those devices that
right.
help
you. Yeah, I know what they are.
Okay.
It's kind of like a mesh, the precursor to a mesh system.
Yes.
Yep.
So no extenders, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And we also provide phone services. Is that something that you will be interested in today?
No, phone. I've got phone, yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, just verifying that the address and service will be 173 Minturn Street, Port Haven, New York, 12466 is the zip code. And you do own this property?
I do, yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And you said that the utilities currently are feeding into your home through the poles.
Correct.
Perfect. Is your billing address different than your service address?
No. Same thing.
Okay, perfect.
The billing address and mailing address is different.
Okay, perfect. And the account is going to be under your name. First name is Joel, J-O-E-L.
Right, correct.
J-O-E-L. Put a capital in there. That doesn't go there. I put a capital O, but I just picked that. Last name, Goldman. That is G-O-L-D-M-A-N.
Correct.
Perfect. And your email address, please?
Okay, it's Donut King, D-O-N-U-T, K-I-N-G, the number 22, at Gmail.
I have donutking22@gmail.com.
Correct.
And what is the best phone number to contact you?
845-418-5501.
Okay. Going to confirm 845-418-5501.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And how may we contact you? Through phone, email, or text?
It doesn't matter. Any of them work. But I will probably respond quicker to email.
Email. Okay, that sounds great. All right. So do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email?
Sure.
Okay. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the
unsubscribe
button on your email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes they become too much. Like, I have suspicion from everywhere, and I'm like, oh,
yep,
no.
I know.
Another
email. We all get it.
All right. So Mr. Goldman, as part of our order process, we will need to run a self-credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are.
So, Well, I'm just going to stop you because the person I talked to last week, I told her I'm not going to go through that. You know, I will not give you a Social Security number because there's too much theft going on. And she had said, fine, just give us a $50 deposit.
Perfect. Yes, we can do
that.
And
that's fine. And that's fine.
Okay. So, yes, we can definitely do that. And so would you be signing off for auto pay and paperless billing to get your $10 discount with your ACH account?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
ACH is a checking account, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Okay. And this is when I put in the information now in the system, that's where your $50 deposit will also come out from.
Okay. So you're going to need that information?
Yes.
Okay. Then I have to go get it for you. Hold on.
Okay. No worries.
I'm just going to put you on speaker for a second just so I can type.
Yes. Yes. Take your time.
Okay, I'm sorry, what do you need?
Your routing number, please.
Okay, 101-205-681.
Thank you, and your account number, please.
Okay, oh my God, there's throwing so many zeros. All right, 399-50s.
Oh, wait, 50s. So
five
zero.
Yeah, sorry.
One. Okay.
Okay, 7286-84904.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And this account is under your name?
Correct.
Okay, Joel Nolman, thank you so much. And you do authorize us to withdraw automatic payments monthly for this bill from this account?
Right, I believe it's $60. $59.99, something like
50,
that.
Yes, it's going to go down to $59.99.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. Okay, let's see. Okay, and this question doesn't really pertain to you because everything will be above ground, but anything that are technicians should be aware of when they are in your property.
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Anything that our technicians should be careful or be aware of when they are in your property?
The only thing they'd have to worry about is solar equipment, but I think that's going to be on the other side of the property.
Okay. Let me just put it here just so they can be aware of it. Solar equipment in one side.
On the roof. Well, it's on the roof and the basement.
Okay. Okay, we're almost done.
Okay.
All right, and this is the final question. They just want to make sure that you do agree to do you agree to bond by the terms of service as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Sure. I don't have a choice, really.
All right, let me just place the order right now.
Okay, and when does the $50 come out? I assume not until you're putting service in.
That will come out, if not today, in the next few days.
Okay, but if I call to cancel, I get that back.
Correct. This $50 deposit will stay in your account until you decide you no longer need want our services, if you decide to cancel before it's installed, you will still get it back. If you decide to go through with it. I'm sorry, at the time that you decide you no longer want our service, it can either go to your balance or refund it back to you.
Okay. Mostly I was asking just to make sure. I don't keep a lot of money in the account, so I just want to make sure that $50 is there then.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So we have, I just finished signing you up for the service. You will receive two emails from Archstaff Fiber. One will be a confirmation of this order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your Archstaff Fiber account. Would you be able to see your bill, manage your account, and review and accept terms of service. Please be sure to register for your customer account prior to your installation appointment. And we already spoke about this earlier on. To maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until Archstaff Fiber services are installed prior to canceling with their current
sure.
provider.
Yep.
All right. Mr. Goldman, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope, that's all. And let me see. Okay, no, something came in, but it wasn't you folks. Okay.
Okay.
So
right.
Like those emails will come in a few minutes.
Yes, yes, they should be. So there's just
okay.
nothing else. I am. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, and welcome to the Archstaff Fiber family.
Okay, thank you. I look forward to it.
You're welcome. Thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.